Peace and love, everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of In Defense of Liberation, the show that is working towards and educating about true people's liberation movements and revolution. I'm your host, Raven. I use she, her pronouns. And today I wanted to hop on the show to say one thing and one thing only. The line has been drawn in the sand. It is very clear now, if it has not been clear for a long time to anyone, who our enemies are and who our friends are. We are seeing the expansion of student encampments, we are seeing the expansion of resistance, and we are seeing the expansion of genocide on all fronts. What we must understand is that this system which oppresses us, this system which exploits us, this system which starves us, this system which prevents us from seeking health care, this system which prevents people from living in shelters which are fit for human survivability, this system which takes 2 to 4 million Palestinian people from their homes through extreme acts of inhumane violence, this system which is based on stealing, raping, and destroying, this system which cannot take anything from anyone else that they can then get back themselves, this system which takes and takes and takes and takes, building itself up on a hill, on a mount, in a castle. That castle needs to be burned down. This entire mountain needs to be crushed. This entire sense of this system, whether it be the way that we operate emotionally, whether it be the way that we operate relationally, whether it be the way we operate in our jobs, whether it be the way that we operate in all forms of life, it is towards exploitation, individualism, and extreme oppression. When I say all of this, I want to make clear two things. One, first of all, the people who are engaging in resistance throughout the world, whether it be the brigades and the resistance fighters throughout the region of Lebanon, Palestine, Yemen, Iraq, Iran, Syria, and all these other nations engaging in struggle, Kuwait, etc. Or it is the student encampments, or it is those walking out of their classrooms, out of their jobs, demanding change, going out into the street, whether it be those who are sitting behind bars in prison now for 10, 20, 30 years. Those people are our heroes. Those people are our leaders. Those people set the tone, set the tempo for us by responding to, without hesitation, a system which would kill them in a moment, would kill their children, would kill their grandmother, would kill anyone in a moment. They are so confident in their struggle. The Palestinians, the resistance fighters, understand that though they might die, though their children might die, though their wives might die, though their friends might die, though their family members might die, it is up to them to ensure that whoever is able to survive can build a new world from the ground up that is theirs, that they control, that the people, the masses, us, you and me, ultimately make every decision about. This is the only way forward. We cannot have change under a capitalist system. We cannot have change under a so-called democratic system which does not allow for any legitimate form of participation outside of one or a few times to vote. I think that right now, anyone who is in need of convincing is not who we should be focusing on. In that sense, what I mean is our objectives should not center around those whose eyes are too blind to see, whose ears are too deaf to hear. And we certainly should not be circling our objectives around appeasing those people, their sentiments, their emotionality, their fears, their insecurities. But in fact, lift up those people and others around them who are not backward, who are not reactionary, into a new level of not only just what we like to call consciousness, but consciousness involves practice. You cannot think something without experimenting with it, without testing it against reality, and think, just because you thought it, that it's true. We have to test everything against reality, and the only way to do that is to participate, to get in the streets, to get involved, to get organized somehow, some way. But a lot of the people who are going out and doing anything, right, are reinventing failure. They are repeating the same mistakes. And I think right now, what we need to do is we need to engage in struggle like never before. We need to heighten the contradictions, and we need to follow the leadership of those who have come before us and take up the mantle, take up the responsibility, take up the duty of fighting alongside all of our international comrades, all of our international fellow human beings. No matter how it is we have to fight, no matter how it is that we have to be at war, as Tupac said, be at war. Because right now, it is a war. It is a war of extermination, of attrition, of oppression, and exploitation. It is a genocide. And the genocide is not just happening in Gaza. It is happening around the world in multiple different places. And so in that case, we must understand that our struggles are entirely interwoven to one another. And we have a serious responsibility here in the belly of the beast, in the imperialist core, to make it so that this status quo, this genocide, this continued oppression cannot continue as it once did. All power to the people. Free the land. Free all political prisoners. Stand with the student encampments, but more than anything, all respect, honor, and humility, love, compassion, and heroism. May paradise be granted to the martyrs and the resistance. Peace.